possible arson. So you might be familiar. This was the apartment fire set Tuesday morning near Jersey and Kingsway. The Tesla was seen driving by the apartment building shortly after the fire started. Investigators are now asking the driver or maybe any passengers to come forward and speak. The fires displaced more than 100 people. On the water, another busy morning expected at BC Ferries, and it's actually been pretty busy every morning all week as BC Ferries tried to catch up on those wind-related cancellations. This morning, though, it's the weekend volume, right? Just a one sailing wait for now from Tawasin to Swartz Bay, but do expect all routes to pick up over the next few hours. I'm going to stop and have a laugh. Could you guys tell that I had something in my throat the entire time I was reading that BC Ferries story? In the back of my head, I'm going, will I get out of this alive? The answer, no. Mornings with Tara Jean. It's a hot mess sometimes. And hey, finally, Rogers Arena tonight, The Boss, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, showtime tonight at 7:30. And real quick check on wave weather. Mainly cloudy today, but they're rain clouds. So the rain will kick in later today with gusts of up to 70K, windy at the water. Our high today is 11, and right now at 555 West Georgia, it's 7 with Coldplay.
I know that this could hurt me bad. I know that this could feel like that, but I just can't stop. And my defenses drop. I know that I was born to kill any angel on my windowsill, but it's so dark inside. I throw the windows wide. I know, la la. Flowers grow.
what you gonna do with a big fish on the line and a heart that's on the loose? Loosen up the tension and don't let it get away. I don't care if it's a second chance. You can't dance all the middle of the afternoon. Ooh, you got to light up your love, your love.
Vancouver's coolest vibe with Ronnie Abramson and your girl TJ. We just hit 6:08 on this Friday, and I just want to make sure we do a little roundup for anyone with out-of-town travel plans. So the Coquihalla Highway, there's actually a weather warning if you're hitting the Coke this weekend, especially today and tonight, when 15 centimeters of brand new snow is expected. That's on top of snow earlier this week. So they're saying winter driving conditions are in effect between Hope and Merritt, but also that the weather could really change dramatically in just a minute's notice. So make sure you're prepared. And just in case you have to spend some time at the side of the highway, maybe a few blankets and some snacks. Yeah, 'tis the season. Closer to town this morning, I will say that this is going to definitely mess some people up. The Lougheed Highway is still closed between Agassiz and Hope. That's because of a rock slide earlier this week. And I mean, honestly, there's, you know, longer ways around it, but it really is just sticking to Highway 1, which on a Friday heading out of town can be real stop and go. So perhaps some extra travel time required. Thanks so much for hanging out this morning. I just love it when we're kicking off the day together. Mostly cloudy in 7, and we'll enjoy Barry White after this.
Wave 98.3 presents Holiday Magic, a heartwarming celebration of the season. Join us on December 14th at Blue Frog Studios as guitarist Steve Oliver and songstress Kat Levan bring you an evening filled with the classic Christmas songs you love, festive cheer, and the true spirit of the holidays. Bring your family and friends and experience the magic of the season in this intimate setting where joy and tradition come together in song and music. Get your tickets now at Blue Frog Studios. Studios.ca. Holiday Magic, December 14th at Blue Frog Studios from Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Hi, I'm Amanda Burrows, downtown Eastside at the site of the First United building redevelopment. I have news about the next phase. It's an installation of public art created by local Indigenous artists to be on permanent display for all to enjoy, bringing more beauty to the community. That's another reason for First United. Please go to firstunited.ca and make a donation to help. It's a lot more than a building we're building at First United.
Elevate your holiday spirit at Shipyard's Christmas Market, November 29th to December 24th. Shop unique artisanal gifts, enjoy festive music, skate on the ice rink, and come hungry. Admission is free for this family-friendly event. Visit shipyardschristmasmarket.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. many times that we've loved and we've shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough, man. It's just not enough.
Deserve the best music. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Dave Cause and Friends on the Wave. Hot fun in the summertime. And you can actually hang out with Dave Cause and some of his friends. Weekend mornings right here on the Wave, because we are the home of the Dave Cause radio show. So that kicks off Saturdays and Sundays at 8 a.m. Enjoy. So I'm TJ, and I do want to celebrate with you guys this morning the start to BC's ski season. We've got word that Blackcomb opened successfully yesterday. I can confirm Whistler's opening today. Grouse is also opening today. But Seymour and Cypress, yeah, those two still dragging their toes a bit, not committing to an opening day just yet, but we got our eyes on you two. Wave 98.3, cheers to your new season.
Having a day seem like forever. Having a lifetime last night.
Tara G in the morning. Wave 98.3.
Just hit 6:31 on a Friday. I'm Tara Jean, and here's what's making waves in our city. Are you in the loop about the Cambie Street Bridge? Maybe you're not, so here, let's unpack real quick. So this week, one of our busiest downtown bridges had construction kickoff right on deck. It's going to continue through the spring, so really get used to this. The city's promising to keep at least single-lane traffic open each way, but the bridge will remain open to pedestrians and cyclists like normal. From Ottawa this morning, Pierre Poilievre, not a fan of the new GST holiday. Yesterday, Trudeau announced his plan to give us Canadians a two-month federal sales tax break, basically. And this is just on certain items, diapers, restaurant food, some alcohol. But Poilievre says his party's idea to permanently end the carbon tax would be better. In sports, Canucks start a new road trip tomorrow. They're in Ottawa. Wishing them not just luck, but absolute dominance over the Senators, right? Why not? At Rogers Arena tonight, the highly anticipated Bruce Springsteen concert. Have fun. And finally, parts of the BC coast are being warned of more wild and windy weather this weekend. Environment Canada issuing a special weather statement for it. Now, the high winds, the really high winds, which could hit 90K, they're for Vancouver Island and the Sunshine Coast. But even winds here in Metro Vancouver could gust up to 70K later today. So yeah, another windy one. It's also going to be wet with rain kicking in later and mostly cloudy today. Our high's 11. We'll take it. Love those double digits. And right now at 555 West Georgia, waiting on that rain and 7 degrees. Oliver on the Wave, a Billboard charting artist who is actually blessing us with a holiday concert in December. It's the Wave's presentation of Holiday Magic. And friends, this is going to be so special. December 14th, it's Steve Oliver on guitar, Kat Levan on the mic, and the Holiday Magic concert is also happening in a really intimate space, Blue Frog Studios in White Rock. You can get your tickets now for Holiday Magic at bluefrogstudios.ca. And I happen to know what Steve Oliver will sound like in the green room before the show when he's warming up, because I had him here on the show once. I had him, actually had him in the studio at 555 West Georgia. And before we had our interview, this is him warming up his voice.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, my Lord. Yes.
That's okay. 98.3.
All right, so Steve Oliver goes low.
Tara Jean in the morning, Wave 98.3.
Hi, I'm Amanda Burroughs, downtown East Side, at the site of the First United building redevelopment. I'm loving what I'm looking at. It's going well, and it will soon give Vancouver 11 new stories of services and social housing. And with your help, more meals, advocacy, legal assistance, and support for basic human needs for Vancouver's most vulnerable. Please go to firstunited.ca and make a donation to help. It's a lot more than a building we're building at First United.
Back in time for the holidays. Experience the enchanting Lights by the Lake. The lights start tomorrow evening with the lighting ceremony. See the beautiful 2-kilometer display light up for the first time this season. And enjoy fireworks, Christmas carols, the Jingle Paws Pet Parade, and take photos with Santa and the Sasquatch. Catch the lighting ceremony for Lights by the Lake tomorrow evening from 4:30 to 7. For more info, visit tourismharrison.com.
Smart mouth drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride, and I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head my
curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me.
Is comfort food for your ears. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Say what on the wave? And it's 6:50. I'm TJ, and unfortunately, there goes the early part of this morning's commute on the Portman Bridge. So we've got a brand spanking new two-car crash. It's westbound, kind of at the Cape Horn Coquitlam end, and it's blocking the left-hand lane. How about we keep checking in? BC Ferries this morning, the Tawasan-Swartz Bay route, it's just been upgraded to a two-sailing wait. And then if you're heading into the interior this weekend, this is this is definitely something to take to heart. There's a weather warning for the Coquihalla Highway this morning with 15 centimeters of brand new snow expected today and tonight. So your winter tires are mandatory. Last weekend, they were actually stopping vehicles and checking. So just know they're on you. And then a wee bit closer to the city this morning, after a rock slide earlier this week, Highway 7 still closed both ways between Agassiz and Hope. You'll have to take Highway 1 along with everybody else. Good luck.
Mountain edge of mind, the sky to climb.
Is CIWV-FM, 98.3 FM, Vancouver.
7 o'clock on the coast. I'm Tara Jean, and here's what's making waves in Van City. We'll kick off at YVR, where a cargo jet that slid off the runway earlier this week has finally been removed. Even still, the northern runway is still closed until further notice. We basically got crews inspecting it for, you know, damage just to keep things safe. And here's something positive to report, too, and that's that all three of the Boeing 767's crew members were uninjured. In Burnaby, RCMP are looking for a Tesla driver in connection to a case of possible arson. This is about that apartment fire that was set back on Tuesday morning near Jersey Avenue and Kingsway. Or, you know, maybe it wasn't set. The investigators are looking into this, and that's why they want to talk to either the Tesla driver or its passengers, because the car was seen driving past the building shortly after the fire started. The fire has displaced more than 100 people. In sports, all right, first game of the Canucks' new road trip goes down tomorrow. They'll be in Ottawa taking on the Senators. And then with the Canucks out of town, of course, we can shift gears to concerts at Rogers Arena. And tonight, it's going to be packed for Bruce Springsteen's sold-out show. But hey, if you really want to be there, I checked in with Ticketmaster, and they are selling verified third-party tickets. Have fun. And wave weather, mainly cloudy today, but also wet and windy later on. High of 11. Right now at 555 West Georgia, lightly raining in 7 with Tower of Power. Happy Friday.